A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Psachim Tzadi Beis, Psachim 92a, pagination is 183, starting from the second line, which is the middle of a Mishnah. The Mishnah states regarding Karban Pesach, Ger Sheniskayer, a person who converts to Judaism on the 14th of the month of Nisan, which is the same day as we're bringing the Karban Pesach of that year, Be'erev Pesach, Be'shamay Omrim, Be'shamay say Tovel Va'ochel Es Pischol Lo'erev, he can simply go to Mikvah, and he'll be able to eat his Karban Pesach that night, he can be counted in, and all is good, because now he's Jewish, and he's gone to Mikvah, he's completely Jewish, he's good. U'Be'shilol Omrim, Be'shilol say, Haporish min ha'arla, keporish min ha'kever. A person who separates from arla, meaning his conversion, we give him the halacha of a person who is separating from a grave site, and he's going to have to wait 7 days before he can bring his Karban Pesach. If he converted earlier than Erev Pesach, it's possible that he'll be ready, and if not, he won't be able to bring the Karban Pesach, even though he is Jewish. The Gemara will explain the position of Beis Hillel as a gzeira, a legislation. We'll have to hear what the concern is, but the regular halacha would logically be what Beis Shammai is saying. Once he's Jewish, he's good. We indeed paskin like this legislation of Beis Hillel, as the Rambam presents it. Let's skip into the Gemara to see the explanation of the Mishnah. We're about 10 lines down, at the end of a line by a 2 dots, with the word Ger. The Gemara quotes, Ger Sheniskayer, a person who converted, and this machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, whether he can bring the Karban Pesach on the 14th, when it's the same day that he converted. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yechanan, Machlokes Be'orel Nochri. This entire Machlokes is by a person who was uncircumcised, and he's a non-Jew. The Beis Hillel Savri, Beis Hillel are concerned, Gezer Shema Yitma L'shana Haba, maybe he will become Tamei in a following year, V'yomar, and he's going to extrapolate from his conversion year, which is a highlight in time in his life, and he's going to say, Ishtaked milo tavalti v'ochalti, last year, didn't I just go to mikvah and I was good? Achshav nami etvo v'ochel, maybe this year also, I'll just be able to go to mikvah, and I'll be able to eat. V'lo yada, he doesn't realize the ishtaked nochri have previously, meaning this year that's under discussion, he was not Jewish. V'lo makabel tumah, and the laws of tumah didn't apply to him, and therefore he came into contact with many dead bodies beforehand, but now his purification process has simply become Jewish, and there's no need for a purification process because he never became tumah because he wasn't Jewish. Achshav Yisrael, but this year, meaning jumping into the future, the projection of concern, is he's Jewish, umekabel tumah, and he does acquire tumah, and therefore in order to prepare for the Karban Pesach, he can't just jump in a mikvah and be good, he has to go through the 7-day purification process, that wait of time, similar to what would be if he was Porish min hakever, departing from a gravesite. Uvei Shammai Savri logar zrinon, and Beis Shammai are holding that we do not make such a gzera, and Midina, according to strict halacha, he's eligible to go to mikvah and be able to bring the Karban Pesach, because he was not Jewish until now, and therefore does not have any associated tumos that only exist, any type of impurity that only exists because he's Jewish. He didn't acquire it at the time that he came in contact. Aval Or Yisrael, the end of our thought, but if it was a person who was an uncircumcised Jew who finally now circumcised himself, either because he's doing tshuva or because he got a clean bill of health and he's able to do the circumcision, Divrei Yakol, everybody agrees, Tova va'ochel es pischa lo erev, he simply goes to mikvah and is after the milah and is able, because it's yantif coming up, he goes to mikvah and he's able to bring the korban pesach. V'lo gazrinon, and we have no legislation, ara yisol mishem orel nachri, to be concerned about a Jewish uncircumcised, lest we confuse it with a non-Jew who's circumcising. We don't have any such concern. The Gemara says, Tanya Nami Hachi, we have a supporting brisa to the calculation that we just made, which is classic in Gemara to bring a supporting brisa to the conclusion that we reached. Amar Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Elazar said, Lo nechluku beishamai v'ishilal al orel yisrael shetova v'ochel aspischa lo erev. If it's an uncircumcised Jew, you simply go to mikvah after the milah, and he's good, he prepared for yamtif. Ama nechluku al orel nochri, the entire discussion was on an uncircumcised non-Jew, he's just converting now, shebeishamai yomrim tova v'ochel aspischa lo erev. Beis Shammai say he has to go to mikvah and then he's good. Uveis Hillel amar aparish mina arla kaparish mina kever, and Beis Hillel require much more. They require a waiting period as if he was separating from a gravesite. This concept, which the Gemara says and Rashi elucidates, Lo kibel tuma b'nachre yusel, he doesn't acquire tuma in his non-Jewish status, and therefore, mitzad hadin, there's really no reason to wait, is an interesting factor to consider generally in Geirus, even in our time. Let's take a case where you have, unfortunately, somewhat common, an intermarried couple. Man is Jewish, woman is not Jewish, and they're coming to the Beis Din to try to straighten out their life. They're trying to do tshuva and be able to live their lives as Torah-committed Jews. So, presumably, there's some sort of separation that's imposed. We want to make sure that the woman is not pregnant, or if she is pregnant, we should know about it, because that's Heirasa Shelo B'Kedusha. The conception was at a time when they weren't both Jewish. We want to know what the relationship is between the father and the child, and we want to know if there is a child yet, is going to have one status or the other. Many allow a pregnancy test instead of a full-fledged havchana separation. But in any case, let's say the woman was poras nida a few days ago. She did not yet count Zayin Nikiyim, the 7 clean days. And she's coming in front of us ready for Geirus. So we're megayer her, if she's ready. And now we have a question of how soon can we do the chuppah. So the primary concept, which is why I'm raising the case, is that the laws of Nida would not apply, because she became a Nida and stopped her flow before she became a Giyoris in our case. And she doesn't have to count Zayin Nikiyim, because what happened when she was not Jewish does not affect her now that she's moving forward as a Jew. She doesn't date back the fact that she was a Nida 5 days ago it's not relevant. Exactly like we said in our Gemara, the tumas that existed at the time that she was not Jewish do not affect her if they're Jewish type tumas. She wasn't Jewish at that time. Also, dam chimud, if the husband and wife, the man and the woman, were together previously, presumably we don't have to worry about dam chimud. And again, havchana is a discussion regarding a pregnancy test. But in any case, on the laws of nida, it is probable that we will be able, if need be, to do the chuppah earlier than one would typically expect, because she wasn't Jewish at the time that she had her flow. Yasher koach, thank you for joining.